Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones. I am your host. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with us as well today. And we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joining us, a medical doctor, runs major clinics in the U.S., major clinics internationally. She's been the tip of the spear for decades, and she saw vaccines hurting her patients. She just saw cause and effect, like all of us can see, like Hank Aaron's family. Yeah, he took the second shot, was dead a day later in excruciating pain. Media said he had an autopsy. He didn't have one. It's all lies. They are exterminating people. And I'm not a virtue signaler. I just tell what's happening. The left, oh, we love black people. Oh, black people are so good. Everything's about black people. We got to ban your books and your speech and your country for black people. But then these mRNA vaccines, I don't want to say it's doubly bad for black folks, even though those numbers are coming out. I know black people that died after they took the vaccine. I mean, this is the people I went to high school with. So this is absolutely huge, and I'm trying to get permission from the family and folks to talk about it. So, we love black people because they're coming to kill you. Whatever they say, it's the opposite. So I don't care if you're a white supremacist or who you are. You're really going to sign on to actually kill black people for no reason. It kills white people, too. It's just that it is really bad for folks with African ancestry. She is coming on, and she's laid out some incredible statements about the death coming later. It's just the vaccine's so deadly, so poisonous, that it kills a lot of folks up front within a few minutes or a few hours or a few days. But that's because it's got to be so deadly to get you a month, 6 months, a year later, 2 years later. And then they're going to say a new virus is killing everybody later. It's a binary weapon. A lot's going into this. They didn't put five different viruses in this for no reason. But that's just the virus itself. It's not that deadly unless you don't have vitamin D3. And as people live in these urban canyons, are dying, whether they be black or white. But especially black folks have to have three times the amount of sun as the average northern European. A southern European needs a lot more sun than a northern European. I mean, it's very simple. White people have white skin to get the sun because you get less. The closer you go to the equator, the darker your skin gets. Wow, that's incredible. The adaptations that God gave us, the way God designed us. So this is a life-saving issue for everybody coming up. But if we could just get through to the black people who the left's trying to mind control and say, hey, they don't give you welfare and try to break your families up and put you in prison because they like you. They don't ship drugs in your neighborhood because they like you. Now, they don't want to give you the vaccine first because they like you. They want to get rid of you. They want to get rid of you. And sure, I don't like a bunch of black folks brainwashed to hate me because I'm white. The left does that to make white people hate black people. See how this works? It's called divide and conquer. But I'll say this again. Everyone listening, I say this all the time, but can I get your attention? We're on over 200 radio stations. We're on over 100 cable and TV stations. We're getting new ones all the time. I don't plug them on air so they don't get harassed by the left. But they're out there, and people can find them. Tell people about that local station. Tell folks about InfoWars.com. Tell them about NewsWars.com. And tell them you're about to hear Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who they're banning off Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or interviews. So we'll call this interview, medical doctor, see interview banned of medical doctor warning of COVID-19 vaccine death or something like that. This is life and death, folks. This is a eugenics operation. Hitler was dead 70-something years ago. This is what Hitler wished he could do. This is Hitler 2.0. This is the real deal. And Hitler wants everybody. But he got eugenicists in and racists in, the spirit did, Satan, about Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Satan, because they're like, oh, yeah, I want to kill the brown people. And they get them to carry out eugenics operations because they think they're hitting one group. They're hitting everybody, folks. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. Between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. They always think, oh, we're only going to kill half the world population. We're going to kill 80%. We're only going to kill 90%. And really, they're going to get everybody. Now, they're like, yeah, it's a post-human world. So tell folks to tune in now on your Twitter, on your Facebook. So what if you get banned? You're going to get banned anyways. Share it on your email, your text message, while you still can. Word of mouth. Tune in now. Medical doctor to expose the mass eugenics extermination going on with these vaccines. These aren't words. This is the reality. Infowars.com. They want to make you ashamed of that and scared to promote it, but you're not, and you've been promoting it. And so if I'm going to get put in prison or killed for this, I want to win. I'm not doing this to lose. March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday, and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
I'm on the run with you, my sweet love. There's nothing wrong contemplating God under the chemtrails over the country club. Wearing our jewels in the swimming pool, me and my sister just playing it cool under the chemtrails over the country club.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. She's with us for the hour. I really appreciate her coming on. She has clinics in the U.S., clinics outside the United States. She's a medical doctor. She's a great patriot. And she, decades ago, just noticed problems with her patients with vaccines. And it's on the inserts. They can kill you or hurt you. And so she began to speak out and talk about what she saw. And now she has laid out really incredible predictions 6 months ago, 2 months ago, about what would happen once the vaccinations began in England and then in the United States and then in Australia and Europe. And if you go back to those videos, and we'll put our website on screen, you can go see those. It all came true. It's going to really hurt the old people. Going to cause miscarriages in pregnant women. Even the British government says don't give it to above 75 now. But that's an advisory. They still do it. And so she has said that wait for the death down the road. You think Hank Aaron dying when he got the second shot, them trying to cover that up was bad. You think all the folks you hear about, they had a heart attack after they took it, even 35-year-olds. What's really going on there? She's a medical doctor, and I could bring up a lot of points, and I could back her up on 1,000 areas. But instead, I'd like to give her, in the next 40 minutes of airtime, 45 minutes of airtime we have, if you take the breaks out, let her have the floor to give you this emergency presentation. This is real. It's not her a year ago saying it or 6 months ago saying it. It came true. They admit that you're thousands of times more likely to die in Israel of the new vaccine than you are of the COVID. And so to talk about where it came from, who's involved with it, how we stop it, how we stand up, what's really happening. But I know this, and I'm going to let her take over. The system, the social engineers, said in December of 2019 at the UN meeting in Switzerland, the front line has collapsed. Our doctors don't believe in vaccines. We don't test them. We're told by Bill and Melinda Gates and others what to do, Big Pharma. We're testing directly on the third world. It's illegal. So when their own people did that, boom, in comes COVID to cover up the last big story. You use another big story. And now they're just normalizing. Like Bill Gates said, yeah, you're going to have 700,000 get sick or die. He said that 8 months ago. Probably more are actually dying. So at one level, they admit it's killing you and hurting you and doesn't protect you, and life doesn't go back to normal once you take the vaccine either, Fauci says. But at another level, if you try to talk about it, you get banned, you get censored. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been censored. She's been blocked a lot for telling the truth. She's a true champion. I admire her. I could care less about Hollywood stars or sports stars, but with getting her on, I mean, I just get butterflies. She's such a great lady and has been such a trailblazer. So I'm going to try to give you the floor in the next hour. God bless you, Dr. Medical Doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Been interviewing you for 20-plus years. Thank you for joining us on this Friday edition.
Well, good afternoon, Alex, and it's nice to be back. And yes, I think we have known each other. I've been doing this for just over 20 years. It started in September of 2000. I've put well over 40,000 hours worth of research into this over the years, and most recently, in the last year, since March of last year, I've done over 400 interviews. Small ones, big ones, international ones, podcasts, radio, television, just carpet bombing the world to the best that I can to tell people the problems with this entire COVID thing. Between the myth of the mask, the fraud of the PCR testing, the horrors that are going to come down the road with this shot, the problems, the psychological problems with the social distancing and the non-touching. I mean, it's a really, really big problem. It's a big mess. And I do have a clinic here in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been here since 1996. I don't have clinics all over the world. I do speak all over the world back in the day when you could travel. But I just want to commend you, Alex, because I think about you often and all the years that you've had Prison Planet, and you've had, you know, InfoWars that everybody thought you were the conspiracy theory nut. And here we are exactly living what you've been broadcasting about for 20 plus years. Thank you for staying the course and being strong no matter what they've been trying to do to you.
Well, we'll be back at you. And that's the thing about, I'm not that old, but getting older, my memory remembers something, and sometimes it's somebody else. I know you've put on clinics, you've trained doctors, you've trained clinics. I thought you didn't have a clinic in Mexico?
I worked at a hospital in Mexico. I was the director of a medical hospital there for about a year and a half. So that's probably what you're remembering.
So my memory hasn't totally failed, exactly. Because where I like to measure me, I'm not trying to get it wrong, but I don't use a teleprompter, so I get quite a bit wrong. So thanks for correcting me. So we got about 5 minutes to break. There's so many areas, the cult of the mask, the medical takeover. But let's talk about front and center. Your predictions about it causing deaths, when they take it and later, it's now coming true. How did you know that? Lay it out for us.
Well, I've spent hundreds of hours plowing through the medical literature, looking at all of these things associated with this new type of shot. We can't even call it a vaccine, Alex, because it doesn't meet any of the criteria, the legal criteria of what a vaccine is supposed to do. A vaccine is supposed to keep you from getting sick. This doesn't, and in their stated literature, they say it probably won't keep you from getting sick or prevent anything. It may decrease your risk of serious infections, and it may cut down the duration of your symptoms, but it in no way says anything about keeping you from getting sick, which is what a vaccine is supposed to do. The second thing is supposed to stop the spread of infection. Well, this they've already said it doesn't do that. It's not intended to decrease hospitalizations, and it's not going to lower the death rate because the death rate is already extraordinarily low because, as you know, and I'm sure you've reported on it many times, the COVID numbers about death are absolutely fabricated and we will never be able to sort that out and know the truth. So it's not a vaccine, and I'm encouraging everyone to understand the only reason they call it a vaccine is, number one, to get billions of dollars of funding. Number two, to get the protection of the 2005 PrEP Act as a covered countermeasure as a vaccine. And number three, we have a multi-generational indoctrinations that still, beyond all the work you've done, I've done, and others have done over the last 20 years, people still believe that vaccines are safe, thoroughly tested, which they're not. They think they're going to keep you from getting sick, which they don't. They think they're absolutely necessary, which they're not. And they don't cause any harm, which is a flat-out lie. And so the vast majority of people have been multi-generationally indoctrinated to the concept of vaccine. So when they hear about the COVID vaccine, they think, oh, it's just like another flu shot. Oh, doesn't coronavirus cause the flu? So this is just like getting another flu shot. And if I can get this shot, please stop calling it a vaccine. If I can get this shot or this injection, then I can just go back to normally living life, which you won't. They told you you still have to wear a mask. You still have to social distance. You still have to contact trace. It's not going to keep you from getting sick. As a matter of fact, and I know that we'll talk about this throughout the rest of the show, I have mapped out 10 mechanisms of injury of how when you get this injection, when you get this messenger RNA, or you get the spike protein that's already been genetically modified and made and inserted into an adenovirus for the J&J shot, when you get this spike protein antibody in your system, it will permanently and irreversibly change your immune system. And And so I've mapped out 10 mechanisms of how that happens. And if I've come up with 10, there's probably more that I just haven't come across yet. Because when I first started talking about it, Alex, I said there were 4, which then went to 7, and now I've got it up to 10. And as I continue to investigate and research on the problems with this anti-spike antibody, which is the whole purpose of getting this injection, they're injecting something in you, a messenger RNA, or a piece of protein that is the spike protein. The whole purpose of having the spike protein in your circulation is to develop an antibody against that spike protein. In theory, that means the next time that you come in contact with a coronavirus, or specifically the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that antibody should block you from getting sick. Not only does it not block you from getting sick, the antibody itself is going to turn on your body and create havoc and massive autoimmune disease.
Not a cytokine storm.
No, not cytokine storm. Autoimmune disease. When the antibody itself attacks your organs by molecular mimicry, which we can talk about more
We'll stay there, because I'm not a doctor like you. I just read all these reports, and that's what Wolfgang Wardog said. He said it'll cause autoimmune disorder. It'll also cause a big allergic reaction. He just said it's a nightmare, and it doesn't even work against what they're saying. So why are they doing it? And that's the big question. We'll get into the 10 ways it hurts you, but why would they try something this bold, this crazy, and then now it's killing people and maiming them? Everybody knows people dying and getting sick. What's the matter?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, it's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, we are the most banned. We are the most attacked. This is as outlaw as it gets. And what's incredible is there's, again, Wolfgang Wodarr, heads up an EU advisory commission. The former chief scientist of Pfizer joined him on December 1st last year and tried to file a lawsuit to block authorization of the mRNA vaccines of Pfizer and others. And now major governments from Switzerland to South Africa and India are saying no to mRNA vaccines. Australia had to stop their vaccine because it had HIV positives, false positives happening. And so I'm no medical doctor. I'm just reading this. And then India says we're not going to approve it. And then Bill Gates' news guard says it's not true, even though it's on Indian TV and did happen. So there's incredible disinformation. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been a leading doctor, and she's not in competition. She loves the cavalry with, you know, about people like Robert Kennedy Jr. But she's been there really for 20 years because she saw this in her own clinics, saw with her patients saying, hey, we got a problem here. Well, this isn't traditional vaccine with all of its contaminants and problems. We know that's a real science, though. This is mRNA reprogramming people's bodies and a protein that's in the placenta, that's in the cells, teaching the body that's bad. What could go wrong? And then here's the question I was asking, and then get back into the 10 points, Dr. Tenpenny. Why would they try something this reckless and crazy knowing it's going to cause these problems? They're not stupid. Please take over.
Well, you're right about that, Alex. These people are not stupid, and they can read the medical literature as well as I can. And as well as any other physician that has, and there's a lot of us that are now starting to speak out, a lot of us relative to the total number of physicians, we're still tiny, but there are more and more physicians who are actually reading the medical literature, imagine that, and they're understanding the problems with this. I mean, this is a well-designed killing tool. I mean, it's not a vaccine, it's an injection or a shot. We call it a genetic modification technology. And I think it's really important for your viewers to get it straight and to get it right about how this messenger RNA works, because a lot of the mainstream press is saying, oh, you conspiracy theorists, anti-vaccine people are all saying that messenger RNA changes your DNA, and it does not. And guess what? They're right. It doesn't. Because how the process works, if you have DNA through an enzyme called reverse transcriptase, it makes a mirror copy of it called messenger RNA, which is what gets injected into your body. That messenger RNA, it goes through a system called the ribosomes and creates a protein. That protein can get reincorporated into your DNA by a process called transfection. So there isn't, so the messenger RNA can indirectly change your DNA, your genetics, but not directly. And I think it's, language is important, and everything that we say gets totally scrubbed and scrutinized these days. So I think to say it accurately is important. The messenger RNA that gets injected in with this shot co-opts a little piece of machinery in your body called the ribosomes. The ribosomes, think about the messenger RNA as having a recipe in it. That's what they, when they say it's been encoded, think about it as having a recipe. The ribosomes read the recipe, and as it reads the recipe, it makes this protein called the spike protein. That spike protein is supposed to be the same protein that's on the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and is supposed to be at least similar to the spike proteins on the circulating coronaviruses that have been out there for more than 60 years. We know that there is somewhere between 35 and 45 coronaviruses out there, individual ones. We know that 7 of them can infect humans. And so this spike protein, what it does on the surface of the virus is it acts like a key and binds to something called an ACE receptor on the surface of your cells. When that virus takes its key and binds to this, to the ACE receptor, it opens the door and allows the virus to go in and start to replicate. So what they're trying to do is to develop an antibody to that spike protein to block the key from getting into the lock so it can't get inside the cell and start to replicate. All that sounds great. It all sounds good in theory. The problem is that when that antibody to that spike protein is made, it's an abnormal antibody. It's called a non-neutralizing antibody because the antibody is not made to the entire virus. It's made to a small little piece called a spike protein. So it doesn't behave as the same way an antibody does that is to maybe measles or chickenpox or shingles or mumps or something like that. So that antibody has a lot of characteristics with it that causes a lot of problems. The other thing about an antibody, if people listen to this, if you're just listening, you're not watching, if you're just listening, visualize in your mind that what an antibody actually looks like is the capital letter Y. The two upper arms of the Y are called the FAB segments, Frank Appleberry, the FAB fragments. And the stem of the letter Y is called the FAC fragment. The FAB fragment at the top is what grabs hold of viruses or particles of bacteria or things and neutralizes it and makes it go away. But in this case, it's the FAC fragment, the stem of that antibody, that causes a lot of problems. For one thing, that stem of that antibody can bind to tissue in your lungs. It can bind to eosinophils, basophils, and other types of receptors that can cause anaphylactic shock. It can cause all kinds of problems with direct modification of your macrophages. It can cross-react with human tissue and create autoimmune disorders. So this antibody is the problem. Both the FAB portion and the FAC portion, both of those individually cause a bunch of different havoc. So the problem is, Alex, is that we are injecting mRNA that has a recipe in it to build a protein to make an antibody against the protein that is supposed to keep us healthy and keep us from getting sick. But instead what we're doing is we're creating a process that antibody replication will be there forever because of B cell sensitization. And we have no idea how long the messenger RNA continues to make it be translated and create the proteins. We have no idea how long that protein lasts in your system.
So this is mass.
Wait. We have no idea how long the protein's going to last. We have no idea how long the antibody's going to be around. We have no idea how long the antibody's going to last. We don't know how long they're going to continue to, the B cells are going to be active. We have no idea because we have no long-term studies. And every single one of those steps makes you susceptible to illness for the entire population for an unknown period, maybe the rest of your life, that you may be susceptible to autoimmune disease, shock, allergies, and death from something that is supposed to keep you from getting sick.
We got a long segment coming up. I want you to get into this more when we come back. But all I was going to say is this is illegal mass experimentation. They skipped the animal trials. I want to ask you when we come back why they did that. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, great lady. You've got quite a few sites, quite a few things I've seen. Where's the best place for people to find your suppressed information that's all right out of the medical literature?
DrTenpenny.com. It's DR, no period. Tenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com. All of our many different educational opportunities, our social media links, my podcasts, all of that stuff can all be found off of the navigation bar. Everything's now collated in one place at drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com. You can find it all.
All right, drtenpenny.com. We'll be right back, infowars.com. Tomorrow's news. We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors, and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or ParaWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all ParaWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now, and it funds the InfoWar.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We have a medical doctor on, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who has done more tireless work than probably anybody exposing the dangers of conventional vaccines, trying to get them to clean them up and fix them and came to the realization you can't trust Big Pharma. It's like nuclear power sounds great till they keep letting them all melt down. But this isn't vaccines. This is something entirely different, reprogramming your body, mad scientist behavior. But I look back on this, you know, they say they didn't do animal testing, but they've done a bunch of mRNA testing, Gates and others have, with coronaviruses on pigs, on geese, on other animals. So why do they want to skip the animal testing? Because I looked at the old animal testing. I'm not a medical doctor. I just looked at it, and it showed massive problems and a lot of long-term problems as well in lab rats and things that were tested on. So, Dr. Timpany, two segments left. You're gracious to be here with us. DrTimpany.com. Get in. You started getting into it before the break. The 10 ways you've identified this foreign, bizarre, reprogramming witch's brew. And like you said, if I'm in a restaurant, I order a steak. They go back into the kitchen, they cook the steak and bring it to me. So technically, I'm not cooking the steak, but it gives the order to the ribosomes, or as you were saying, to then go make the steak. So technically, the DNA can change. But if we just say, oh, this is changing DNA, they can then technically say, oh, there's no such thing as chemtrails. Yeah, we're doing geoengineering. We don't call it chemtrails. So we call it chemtrails. They then discredit it. Same thing here. We say, oh, it's changing the DNA. No, it's telling the body to do that. So please continue, Dr. Timpany.
Well, I don't have time to get into all 10 of these, but there is information on some of our websites, and there's a whole bunch of material that will be coming out within the next week. Our boot camp just launched last week, and we've got over 500 people in our boot camp, and they're going through all of this individually with us. But I want to drill down on just a couple that I think I can explain pretty quickly so people listening can get their head wrapped around it. The first one is that the coding around the mRNA. So the mRNA, actually, that little strip of genetic material is pretty unstable. So in order to get it injected into your body, they had to put a wrapping, a lipid coating around the outside of it. So think of it like they put it in a bubble. And in that coating of that bubble is something called polyethylene glycol. Polyethylene glycol, we've been sensitized to that through many, many different products that have been used since the... Well, that's one of the ingredients, but we don't generally drink antifreeze. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of other products that contain polyethylene glycol. I'm not usually a big fan of Wikipedia, but if you want to see a really down and dirty quick list of all the things that have polyethylene glycol in it, go to Wikipedia and put in polyethylene glycol. You'll be shocked. Because the medical literature says that people now have allergies or sensitizations to polyethylene glycol, that since in the 1960s it was about 2% of the population. Now it's somewhere between 70 and 72% of the population.
Wow.
And so when you get polyethylene glycol, when you're sensitive to that, that means you're allergic to it. When you inject this shot that has this polyethylene glycol on the coating on the outside of it, that is what is leading to anaphylactic reactions, shock, and death. That is the one in the primary of the 10 reasons of how this...
All right, I said I wouldn't interrupt, doctor, but I have to. I was told by high-level medical sources that this is a binary weapon to look into it that causes autoimmune problems. And you just said binary weapon. We already have this propylene glycol in us. It's in most of us. We're already allergic to us. They then inject it. That's a binary weapon, is it not?
Yeah, it's kind of like a good analogy for people to understand. It's sort of like if you were bitten by bee stings, by several bees, maybe 10 years ago, and now you've been sensitized, your immune system's been primed, and then you can get another bee sting and you go into anaphylactic shock. So it's the same thing with the polyethylene glycol, which is a chemical that is in your body. It binds to albumin or other proteins, and then you make an antibody against that. So now you're primed. And as soon as the polyethylene glycol comes in through this shot, which is in both the Mondera and the Pfizer shot, it's one of the things that can cause anaphylactic shock. And all of these things that pictures we've seen on the internet of people with these rashes, these vesicles, these weepy rashes, these big reactions on their arms and things like that, it's an acute allergic reaction, most likely to the polyethylene glycol that you've been previously primed and sensitized to. The second type of the second reaction that I think is really, really important for people to understand is this whole concept of re-exposure. So when you get this, like I've already explained, you get the spike protein, you develop an antibody. It looks like the letter Y. You develop an antibody, the anti-spike antibody, when you get your shot. And these are all the people that fall into the category of, I got the shot and I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I didn't have a reaction to anything. Until they get re-exposed to a coronavirus, and it doesn't have to be the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It can be any of 37 different coronaviruses that are floating around out there in the universe.
And is that when you have the cytokine storm then?
No. That's only the third one. I promise, Alex, I'll get to that one. So that's what happens then is when you get exposed to that, when you get re-exposed, that's when you set up the autoimmune disease. That antibody can do one of two things. It can attach to the virus, bring it inside of the neutrophils, release the virus starts to replicate and goes into massive infection and a worse infection than you could have ever had without having the shot. That's been documented. The second, that's called antibody-dependent enhancement. And that's what happened in all of the studies that have been going on since 2005 because they've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since 2005 because coronavirus flu has a big burden of illness worldwide. About 20% of influenza-like illness that happens every year is caused by coronaviruses, not influenza viruses. So as a vaccine manufacturer, there's a real need to get a coronavirus vaccine. They could never get it passed out of safety studies because all the animals that they tested this on, they tested a coronavirus vaccine on with the full virus. What ended up happening is that the animals, they tested on rats, rabbits, ferrets, hamsters, and monkeys. They all got extremely sick or they died. So the FDA would never allow them to move forward out of animal trials because they couldn't prove safety because as soon as they got the shot, they were personally okay. Then they got re-exposed to the virus and they all got sick and died. So they failed on both safety and efficacy because the whole purpose to get a vaccine from a pro-vaccine perspective is that when you get re-exposed, you don't get sick. They could never prove it. So they didn't have to redo the animal studies. They knew what was going to happen. And so they knew that this was the type of thing that was going to happen. So they just went right directly to human trials.
So this is the key. I want to get more into the science. But why if they're going to get caught? What this is like mass murder. This is genocide out in the open.
Pretty much. This is these people are really smart, Alex. And I've said this on a lot of the interviews I've done. I mean, they're really smart. They have all the money in the world. They have billions and trillions of dollars. That's a really, really good picture. I really like that graphic. It's really good. That's the spike protein that just got created. That's very good. And what actually happens is that they're really super smart. They're very smart people. And if they themselves aren't smart because they're businessmen, they can hire the best, the brightest anywhere in the world. This is a very well-designed genetic modification tool. I don't like that some people have been calling it a therapy because calling it a therapy implies that it does something therapeutic, that it does something good for you. It's a genetic.
They're introducing gene rewriting. They're just introducing a genetic takeover to us like it's no big deal. This is a revolution.
One of the other things that spike protein does is it can that and the antibody can cross the blood-brain barrier, and it can convert two proteins in the brain and make those two proteins in the brain malfunction. When those proteins in the brain, and they have really long names, I'm not going to repeat them, just say the two proteins in your brain get corrupted. One can lead to ALS, and the corruption of the other one is frontal temporal lobe degeneration.
Alzheimer's.
Yes, and lack of, and dementia.
Stay there. Final segment, if you know. We got to go to break. Our share, Timpani. DrTimpani.com. Incredible. She could talk 10 hours, folks. That's why I've been begging her to come on. We'll be right back. Maybe I twist her arm a little bit longer.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo. And so much
faith. All right, final segment with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, but she says she'll come back soon or she'll host an hour, so we're going to get that set up right now. She's laying out the science. She's laying out the facts. So in the 10.5 minutes we have left, other areas this is dangerous, other warnings to people, big picture, why you think they're trying this. It's so arrogant. It's so reckless. I guess to get everybody on board, though, mothers, fathers, businesses, companies, when there is death and disease and from it, everybody just kind of goes, well, we're part of it. So it seems like they're corrupting us. They're creating something too evil to fail. Spend a few minutes on big picture, doctor, and then get back into the science for us.
Well, I'll finish up on the science of what I want to say about it today for the sake of time, because I want to address your issue that you've mentioned several times about cytokine storm, because that does happen, but not because of the antibody enhancement that we've been talking about for the first part of the show. One of the things that this antibody does, well, let me back up one step. The type of white blood cells that fight infection in your body, actually in your tissues, are called macrophages. Macrophages are kind of like little Pac-Men. They're little garbage eaters. So after when you've had, like, say, pneumonia, or you have an infection, say, in your hand, you have a deep cut that's getting all pussy, it's the macrophages that are doing that work. There's two type of macrophages, and interestingly enough, they're called macrophage type 1 and type 2. Macrophage type 1 is when you initially get an infection, when you start to get sick. Your body calls a bunch of macrophage type 1s to that infection, to that pathogen, and the macrophage type 1 starts to release cytokines, because that's what they're supposed to do. The cytokines are pro-inflammatory, they cause a fever, they call in a bunch like natural killer cells, so the macrophage type 1s, that's what you want them to do, is they start, they're there to fight off the infection. But as the infection starts to resolve and starts to go away, the macrophage types 2s come in, and they're like the firemen. They come into the fire hydrant, and they put water on all of those hot cytokines, calm down that whole inflammatory process, and then they start to clean up the cellular debris and the mess. So the type 1 macrophages increase cytokines, which is what you want early in an infection, and type 2 macrophages come in kind of after the fact and kind of calm things down. But what this antibody does to the type 2 macrophages is it kills them. The FAC fragment of that antibody attaches to specifically to receptors on type 2 macrophages, so the firemen never show up. And the cytokine storm goes on and on and on, and can the fire...
So there's no off switch. There's no off switch.
There's no off switch. So that's where I've come up with this expression saying that there's an on switch but no off switch. And that's how the cytokine storm happens, because we kill off that antibody that's supposed to protect you, attaches to the M2 macrophages and makes them and inactivates them. They can't migrate into the area where they need to be. And so the M1 macrophages continue to create cytokines. Storm, fever.
And they all know this. It's in the literature. It's not just you saying it. It's top scientists. I met, because I ran him in a law office months ago and then saw him again, a top biotech company owner that makes antibodies for cancer. They've proven they can cure a bunch of these cancers, but they won't let them use it. It's not approved. The guy's well known. I'm not going to say the name because I'm not supposed to, but I'm just going to leave it at that. He said, it's a total fraud. It'll kill you. He goes, don't take it. He told the lawyers I know that he was meeting with, you don't take it either. The lawyers finally listened to me once he told them this. This is a top genetic engineer saying Fauci's nuts, Gates is nuts. And he goes, they're destroying themselves. He goes, I don't know what they're doing. This isn't going to do what they say it's going to do. And it's going to cause autoimmune diseases, everything else.
Yeah, and the third thing is the new J&J shot, which we have very little information on, is what it does is it bypasses that manufacturing process of the messenger RNA creates a spike protein. It takes the spike protein and puts it inside of an adenovirus, which is a common cold virus, which then can bind to your cell and open up and deposit the spike protein antibody inside of your cell. So the end result.
Does that get into your DNA? Does that get into your DNA?
Yes, because it's the protein that's injected directly into your system. The delivery mechanism is different. On the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine shots, they inject the messenger RNA that makes the protein. The J&J shot has the protein already embedded inside of an adenovirus, which binds to your cells and deposits the protein into your body where you start to make the antibody. So the end result.
Take your time and talk about that. Explain that. That's a big deal.
Well, the end result is that all three of these shots end up putting spike protein antigens into your system that you make these antibodies for that we've been talking about that are going to be so destructive. In fact, Alex, there was a study that came out from a very well-known immunologist. I've known the lead researcher on that for more than 20 years. And what they did was they said, well, once we've got this antibody to the spike protein, does that antibody cross-react with other tissues? They tested 55 different tissue types, and what they found was that antibody cross-reacts with, I believe, 28 of them. And so that means that there's 28 different organs in your body that can be attacked by that antibody. That's why if you have 100 people standing in front of you that all got the shot, you can have 100 different sets of symptoms. It all depends on where that antibody attaches you. This is a very well-designed killing tool.
And then it's perfect to cover up because there's a bunch of different ways people are dying.
Exactly. Wow. And the adenoviruses have in some papers have shown that adenoviruses themselves, there's more than 100 different strains, but that some of the adenoviruses that when they get into your system, they can turn on oncogenes. They can turn on genes that can cause cancer. In fact, I was reading a paper yesterday that said in the body of the paper, it said, we do not understand why more people haven't paid attention to the fact that adenoviruses can be oncogenic, meaning cancer causing. And so they've known this. And so, I mean, Alex, think about this. I mean, I'm an integrative medicine physician in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been studying problems with vaccines for a little over 20 years. I've read thousands of papers, literally. And I've dug all of this stuff out of peer-reviewed, mainstream medical literature. It did not come from conspiratology.com. If I can read it, they can read it. They've got access. They've got teams of people that could be reading 10 times more articles than I can. And so if I can come up with 10 mechanisms of injury for this shot and this spike protein, there's probably more. That's just as many as I've been able to find so far. And they know all of this. They know this. They're smart people.
So that's my final question. Probably the bigger picture is Bill Gates says, I want to depopulate you, and that he's behind this, and it kills people. My God, this is just open mass murder happening.
It pretty much is. I mean, we've seen so many reports now of thousands of people, you know, VAERS as of February the 18th, the VAERS report has over 1,000 reported deaths. We know that that's about 10% of reports, so add 2 zeros to that. It could be anywhere from 10,000 to 100,000 deaths. We've had over 19,000 reported adverse events. Add a zero or two behind that. It could be anywhere from 190,000 to 1.9 million adverse events. And that's as of February the 18th. We started this on December the 10th. So in a little over 2 months, we have documented evidence of reports of people that have died. That may be tens of thousands of more people. We know what's happening all over Europe. We know the lawsuits that are being filed to try to stop this. And quite frankly, Alex, the FDA and the CDC have violated 3 areas of federal law to be able to authorize this emergency use of this shot at all. First of all, there are other therapies that can be used to treat this infection. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, high-dose vitamin C, zinc, D, all of those things can treat it and prevent it. The second thing is, in order to get an emergency use authorization, the product that you're giving emergency use to without any studies or long-term studies at all has to be safer and less deadly than the infection itself. We know that the survival rate on this virus is 99.91%. You got a survival rate.
Only one minute left. DrTimPenny.com. Let me just ask you this really quickly. You said on other shows you did that the deaths early on are one thing. You expect a lot of massive deaths later. What's the time frame on that from your study, just in 30 seconds?
It takes at least 6 weeks from the time you get your injection for the spike antibody to start to develop. So somewhere between 3 months and, quite frankly, 20 years. The immunologist that I've spoken to said over the next 10 years, we're going to see this go on in perpetuity because it can take anywhere from 2 years to 19 years to get full-blown autoimmune disease. I think we're going to see massive injuries and a lot more deaths start somewhere between 4 and 18 months from now.
Incredible. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, DrTenpenny.com. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for the truth, and God bless you. Look forward to speaking to you more in the future. I hope folks will take this interview. We'll just archive the Man Up video and share it. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Alex.
What an amazing lady. That's the truth, folks. You just heard it. We'll be right back.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.